Hello everyone, I'm back and I'm here to answer Hello I'm Emma's questionnaire part 2. So first, why did you pick your username? What does it mean to you? It's a song lyric from a Japanese song. I can't even remember what's the title of the song, but the only English phrase there is "Smile for a beautiful world," and I think that's super cool. So I wanted to use that one, but it's too long, so I made it short and put an A, so it's now a smile. Yeah. Next, what is your ideal sexy scenario in real life? Oof. I have so many ideas right now, and I can choose what to answer. I guess probably something romantic, but simple and sweet. So, I mean, like, I'm thinking of a specific scenario, but I can't decide. So I'm thinking of, I guess, oh fuck, why am I such a hopeless romantic? But yeah. My ideal sexy scenario would probably, taking a bath together, like relaxing, very relaxing things. Like, I feel that's so intimate, and yeah, you don't need to have sex for it to be sexy, right? So yeah, that's my ideal sexy scenario. Something very intimate and relaxing and simple, sweet and romantic. Okay, what is your best physical feature? I'll say my hair. Yeah, I get lots of compliments on my hair. Like, I just realized that recently. I mean, I'm tall for your average Asian girl, but most of the compliments I get are how nice my hair looks, even if I don't brush it. And I have friends who would say how they're jealous of how nice it is. So yeah, I guess my hair is my best physical feature. Who is your dream date? And they can be real or celebrity. And what will you do on your dream date? Honestly, I mean, if, well, let's first go to what will you do on your dream date. Like what I've said, I'm such a hopeless romantic, but yeah, my dream date would, I mean, like something simple, like walking on the beach, or yeah, like I'd rather spend time getting to know each other. And yeah, like a dinner would be nice, but I'll get too nervous to eat, or I'll get too preoccupied with the food. So I'd rather do something chill, like walking on the beach or stargazing or at the park, but most probably the beach. I have a thing for beaches. Get it? Okay. That's lame. So yeah, that's my dream date. And who is my dream date? I guess I don't really have a specific person. Well, if I mean, also if it's a celebrity, like the list is too long. But I guess my ideal dream date person will be someone that yeah, I can't really think of someone right now. But yeah, that's what I wanna do on my dream date, is stalking and spending time getting to know each other, just mainly chilling. And I'm rambling right now. Okay. To you, what is the sexiest accent? Oh, well, like it's hard to choose, but I'm gonna say James McAvoy's accent. Well, he's like, okay, maybe I haven't listened. Yeah, his accent, only him. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I think Scottish accents are really sexy, and yeah, but okay, I'll stop. What is the first thing you notice on the opposite sex? Their height, like if they are someone taller than me or around the same height as me. Yeah, that's the first thing that I noticed. Then their hair. What's the nicest thing someone has done for you? When my friends surprised me for my 21st birthday. It's the nicest thing because they're all busy and they made time for me. Also, it was a week day, so I really didn't expect that they would plan a surprise on my exact birthday. But I know I'm gonna sound really assuming, but I know they're gonna plan a surprise because that was a thing that we've all been doing. Like, we surprise each other, but I was expecting that they'll do it on a weekend. But yeah, they surprised me on the day of my birthday, and it's just the nicest thing because, like, whenever we plan surprises for others, not all of us can come, but on my birthday, they were all there for me, so that's pretty touching that they made time for me and still, like, when I get down, that's one of the things that I think of, because yeah, there that's it's just so nice. Okay. Have you ever had phone sex? Is it yeah. Yes, I did. The once for my first and last time, and I don't think I want to do it again. Well, maybe probably with someone who I know. I mean, someone who I'm in a relationship with. 'Cause the time that I did it with a guy that I barely knew, like we were chatting for like an hour and then boom. Okay, are you a jealous person? I am a very jealous person. Like, I'm very territorial, I guess. Well, yeah, that's the term that I'm thinking of. Hopefully that is the right term, but yeah. Even with my friends, like, if they would hang out without, and not with, I mean, not just without me. Like, of course, there are times that, it's like on this spur of the moment thing that they happen to see each other, then they would hang out, and I'd get super jealous. I mean, like, if it's not that, it's not at a point that it gets dysfunctional, but yeah, I'm a jealous person, and I really don't like it when people would, what's that term? I'm too tired for this, but yeah, like when someone would call my best friend their best friend, like I'd get super petty. So yeah, that's how jealous I am. I mean, I'm trying to control my jealousy, but it is what it is, I guess. Yeah. That's probably a huge turn off for a lot of people. I'm sorry. What was the best in real life sexy experience you've ever had? It didn't have to be actual sex. Well, it was well, it's probably a one-sided sexy experience, but it was with my it was with my professor. Okay, just a disclaimer. I know he gives intense eye stares, but every time he's discussing, like he'd stare, like we'd have this moment of stare contest. And fuck, like I was still an innocent little girl at that time, but it made me feel so much things, and I'm just glad that I was still able to focus on this class. But yeah, that's for me, that's very sexy because I'm also attracted to him during that time. I mean, I kind of still am, just a little bit. Also, another one was when I was like, he was walking, and I happened to see him, and we had a staring contest again, and there, That time there was he was biting on his pen. He was biting his pen, and fuck, I almost died that day because you don't do that. Oh, okay, moving on. What is your favorite holiday? Christmas, because it's what the longest holiday that we celebrate. Seriously, excuse me, when September starts, there's already Christmas songs are already being played at the malls, the radio, everywhere. Yeah, that's how intense Filipino have no chill when it comes to celebrating Christmas. So yeah, that's my favorite holiday. And also my not so favorite holiday, because it's just a lot of things are just going on during that time and it gets tiring. But yeah, it's fun. Have you ever been in love? Oh, I'm always denial when I feel at the moment I think oh, maybe I am in love, then I'd realize that maybe I wasn't really that in love. Maybe I was just attracted to them, or maybe I was just infatuated to them. But I feel like I've been in love. Yeah, so I guess I'll have to say yes. Yeah. Does your significant other know about you and GWA? And what was their reaction if they don't know how? If they don't know how come. I'm a single Pringle and I'm not ready to mingle. So yeah, I don't have an SO. And if ever I'll be in a relationship, I'll tell them about GWA. Yeah. Moving on, my biggest sexual regret. I guess. Becoming kind of an online slut. I mean, not really. I'm not. S oof, how can I say this? Well, yeah. That's the, for lack of better term, becoming an online sexual slut. I've let people use me, so I kind of regret doing that, but Tencent would probably do that again, because why the fuck not, right? What always cheers you up? Brownies. And yeah, brownies. I'm a slut for brownies. Next, if you're trapped in a room with someone you have a crush on and you only have an hour with them, what would you do? It depends who. I have a lot of crush. The list is very long, but if it's a celebrity like Zayn Malik, I tell them how much I love them, and how much, yeah, how much I love them. This is how much I love them. And if it's someone I know in real life, then I probably would act cool because I have an image to protect. Well, yeah. But I would probably just start a conversation with them, ask them a lot of things, make the most of the time that I'm stuck with them. So, yeah. What do you like best about GWA? The people here are so really lovely, and it's such, I feel safe here, and it's such a nice place, and such wonderful people. And honestly, I've met friends that I know will have my back no matter what happens. So that's that. That's what I like best. And will you be my friend? Of course, especially after reading that your dream date is Michael Fassbender. Like, girl, he's so fucking handsome, right? Like, yeah. Okay. So, thank you for your questionnaire and thank you for listening. I hope you had fun listening. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, goodbye.